Becoming a parent is to step out of your own life into a new, unknown place from which you can't return. And nobody knows what they're getting into until it's too late. You've given up for who knows how long your right to personal space, to time to yourself, to sleeping. When I had my daughter, I could not believe that the sleepless nights stretched out, not for a day or a couple of days, but for years. Will it be decades? It might be. But of course, your life is changed and enriched in similarly unfathomable, beautiful ways. Just staring at my daughter, she's so constantly astounding to me in her familiarity and newness. When I first had her, it would shift who she resembled in the space of a second or two. It would be like, oh, she looks like me, she looks like you, it's grandma, it's nobody, who is she? I think for the pregnant one, it can be easier to adjust to this identity shift. Or at the very least, as a mother, I found the physical changes of pregnancy meant that it was harder to deny that it was really happening. I was expected to feel excited and happy about it, which luckily I did. I think for fathers, it can be harder. Most of the depictions of fatherhood you see in culture are either reluctant or absent. They're laughable in their incompetence or their immaturity. There are very few examples of the joy of fatherhood. But what about fathers who really want to parent and want to parent well?
I've cried more in the past 2 years than I have in my entire life. Unfortunately, my brain doesn't have access to the words or feelings required to process becoming a father. So instead, I erupt in uncontrollable tears. When my wife told me she was pregnant, I cried. At the first ultrasound, I heard the most beautiful sound I'd ever heard. And I cried.
Well done. Okay, you okay?
Yeah.
At the second ultrasound, I wore a new jacket, and I also cried.
It's not real. This is very typical, because I feel it. I feel the changes, but you don't see it as real until you see that, so that's very real.
And when our baby was born, I didn't cry. I wailed.
Hey, Dad, it's Mike.
It's Mike.
We had a little girl, 627.
Oh, congratulations. That's so exciting.
Her name is Daphne Kate Williams.
Oh. Oh, wonderful.
It was crazy.
And how's Michael?
He's all right.
Microphone.
It's a microphone, yeah.
Every night's the same. It's got to be the same.
Please proceed to the drying area. Thank you.
Dinner.
Three.
Bath.
Three.
Countdown.
One.
Dry time. Pajamas. Stories, singing, bed.
Outside.
Not always in that order.
I got the month of me.
I guess
you said, yeah.
Michael.
We've been doing this every night with Daphne for 20 months. I'm trying to think of what I used to do at night before she came along. I can't remember.
I've got so much time for the bees and the
honey.
To understand the emotional extent of fatherhood, I turn to my best reference point.
How long have you been a father for?
I asked my dad if he cries much.
No, apart from that time when Katie was so ill.
You're telling me in 41 years of fatherhood you've cried once?
No, it hasn't been an occasion for tears.
He's all right, my dad.
These new feelings are like kryptonite.
My dad isn't afraid of anything, even the big bad wolf.
They're scary as hell.
My dad's as big as a...
house.
Even this book gives me anxiety.
And as soft as a...
kitty.
This guy's taking the piss. No dad can possibly be all these things.
And daft as a...
bush.
He's all right, my dad.
I was the first one out of my mates to have a kid. It's hard to talk to them about the experience, not just because I don't know how, but also because they never ask.
I love my dad. And you know what?
But that's about to change.
He loves me. And he always will.
Ow.
I love you, darling.
She's beautiful.
The moment I saw her, I just wanted to give everything to her and do everything for her. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Alright, from the first verse again.
Fingers will kill me.
When it comes to the sins of my youth, Macca knows where the bodies are buried. In our 20s, we spent late nights like this one, drinking and playing music. But now in our 30s, and even more so for Macca as of 4 weeks ago, priorities have shifted.
I'm going to do my little trick. Think about it. Don't embarrass me, Mike's in. There it is.
What's been the hardest part about being a dad so far?
Definitely interviews.
Dad jokes seem to have come naturally to him. Daphne and I are visiting today to run a workshop. As I always say, not every dad can control their own bodily fluids, but they can help their child control theirs.
Macca and Madeline, welcome. Daphne and I present... snot reduction in children under 1 year old. Dancing. Welcome. Oh, that's making her upset. Sorry.
Natural breaks in the presentation give me a chance to talk to Macca about his fatherhood experience so far.
I've wanted to be a dad for a long time now. When I was younger, I had what's called a varicocele, which is essentially a varicose vein, just above one of my testicles. And I'd always had it in the back of my head, like, I don't think I'll be able to have a child. It was something I didn't mention much, but I thought about every single day for about a 10-year period.
I didn't know this was on his mind so much. I'm wondering why we never talked about it.
One thing that new fathers don't know is that babies can't remove their own mucus. So when they get sick, the mucus builds up, and it is your job as a parent or guardian to extract that mucus. Were you aware of this?
I could have guessed if I thought about it, but it's not something I ever considered before.
Okay. Well, it turns out there are multiple ways to extract the mucus. Isn't that right, Daphne? Yep, yep.
Okay. And we did a pregnancy test and it came back positive. And yeah, it was probably the most excitement I'd had in my life up until that point. I couldn't believe it. And I just wanted to start calling everyone to say, I'm going to be a dad.
Today, we'll be demonstrating three of the ways you can extract mucus from your child. Now, this is a machine that looks sort of like an electric toothbrush. And what you do is... this one isn't working today. I think it's run out of batteries. Daphne.
That's about as far as the presentation got. I showed Macca the instruments. One was an air pump. The other was a Scandinavian pipe. Connects from the baby's nose to your mouth. You literally suck on it like you're siphoning petrol, and the mucus gets caught in some foam just before you inhale it. These are the things that a parent would do. I never actually used them, though. My wife did it. It was my job to hold Daphne down while she screamed, which ironically is what Macca was forced to do throughout the demonstration. What I really wanted to know from Macca was if and how much he'd cried since he became a dad.
I had Madeline on top of me and I was patting her bottom and just telling her all the stuff I plan on doing for her, what her life's going to be like. And I started tearing up then. I cried sort of thinking about that. But yeah, it is amazing the emotions it opens up. I will tear up for certain things, like a touching moment in a movie or a TV show.
What sort of movies have you cried in?
There's a movie called About Time. It's the story about a guy who's able to go back in time and relive moments. But anyway, he has a child and he's not allowed to do it anymore because it will erase the child if he goes back in time, and his dad dies. And damn it. No, I can't do it.
Keep going. This is good. You just embrace the tears. This is something I'm working through too.
Like, that just really touches me, the idea of, like, she makes me want to be a better man and makes me want to be the best father I can be. That's been a big moment for me to realise now it's my turn.
My dad might not cry much, but he knew about that moment. He said it was like discovering a new type of love.
A spontaneous love you feel for a creature that you have never seen, have never heard. It's very personal. This is my child. I'm responsible. I don't know how else to describe that love, but it definitely was love.
What do you do with that love?
We haven't got to do anything with it except enjoy it.
That was An Occasion for Tears, made for us by documentary maker Mike Williams. I found it so beautiful. I was crying nearly as much as he was, and I loved it. But I have to say, it's very remiss for him to make all that fanfare about the snot sucking to do a presentation and to have never done the actual snot sucking himself. That is absolutely terrible. And I say that as the parent who never did any of the snot sucking and refused to because it was so gross. And on one occasion, my partner literally manually sucked the snot from my daughter's nose without a device because we were so desperate. I'm just saying, it's not all glamour.